Hi, my name is Ryan Dunn, and today I want to show you how to get started deploying your first application in Windows Azure. I'm going to walk through the process using a simple application we built called My To-Do. We've included this app in the Windows Azure Platform Training Kit, so you can try this yourself as well. The My To-Do application is a simple list creation and management app. Rather than build the standard Hello World app, we thought this app would be mildly more useful and vastly more interesting. Using this app, I can keep my list private, or I can share the list via Twitter. If Twitter's not your thing, we can subscribe to it also using RSS. As a quick demo of this app, let's use it to describe what steps you'll see me take in this screencast. I'll create a new list here called Deploying an App in Windows Azure. Then we'll create some tasks under this. First, we'll need to redeem a token. This gets us access to the CTP. Then, we'll create a storage account. This is what we'll use to store the data for the app. Next, we'll create a hosted service account. The hosted service account is what hosts the code for this application. In this case, an ASP.NET MVC web application. We'll deploy to staging, which is one of the two environments you have in the CTP today. Then we'll need to set some configuration for our application specifically. We should probably test our application before we deploy it to final production. And if everything passes in our tests, we'll promote to production. Okay. As you can see, there are not a whole lot of steps involved. In fact, the first step is a one-time event. Let's assume that you've already redeemed your token and cross it off the list. The rest of the items on this list can be accomplished at the portal. Just navigate to windowsazure.com and log in using your live ID. When you first log in, you'll see a list of all the projects you have. In this case, everyone's projects are the same. It's this PDC08 CTP. Once you've selected the PDC08 CTP project, you'll see a list of all the services you have associated with it. As you can see, I don't have any here, so I need to click New Service to get started. The two types of services we can create are storage accounts and hosted services. The storage accounts are just as we said before. These are a way for us to store our data in the service. The hosted services is what actually executes our code. So this is what we would choose when we create our website. Let's start with storage account. We need to create a label and a description for our new service account. Let's choose something that we can remember to find on the portal later. Click Next. Next, we need to choose a storage account name. Now, the storage account name, as you can see here, relates to a unique DNS name. Since it's a DNS name, we need to choose something that conforms to the DNS naming rules as well. I'm going to try Ryan's To-Do and click Check Availability. As you can see, Ryan's To-Do is available. Next, we need to create a storage affinity group. The affinity group gives us an easy way to co-locate our data and our compute in the same data center. It's like a label. I'm just going to give this a name. We'll call it My To-Do. And click Create. We'll wait a minute while this is created. As you can see, we now have these endpoints and a primary access key. So this is the account name again, Ryan's to do. And here's a primary access key. This is the shared secret that we'll use to access the storage. Now I need to create the compute account. Let's click New Service again. This time we'll select Hosted Services. And again, we'll give a label and description here. Once again, we'll need to choose a unique URI for our hosted service. This is something that is going to be out on the internet and it'll be globally unique, so we need to choose something that we can remember here as well. I'll click Check Availability and see if it's available, and it is. As before, I'm going to use the same hosted service affinity group, the My To Do group. Let's click Create. From this page, you'll see the hosted service has two environments, the production and staging. And you'll see a big button here that says Deploy. So let's go ahead and deploy our first package. Now we need to deploy our package, and we have to do that either from disk or from a storage account that we've previously uploaded it. In this case, I'm going to do it from our local disk. So I'm going to click Browse and select the package. You'll see two files here, the MyToDo CSPKG and the service configuration CSCFG. The MyToDo CS package, what this is really a glorified zip file. It contains all the binaries and files necessary to actually run the application. In this case, it's an MVC app, so you can think of it as all the binary and DLLs and the views inside that MVC application, just zipped up into this package form. We'll do the same for the configuration setting this time. And we need to give it a label. We'll call it just V1. At this point, we've requisitioned the servers and the services that we need in order to deploy our application. And the package is listed as updating in the staging environment. This process takes a little bit, so I'm going to actually pause while this occurs and come back when it's done. Okay, and we're back. As you can see, the package is already updated, and now we have what's called an allocated state. You also see that we have a website URL here, and it includes this kind of funny looking GUID. That is so that we can test this application later and figure out if it's going to work for us. But first, before we do that, let's set some configuration in here and get it up to date for our particular needs. Okay, now we can see the configuration settings, and as you see, it's just an XML document. And this XML document has some settings that were set initially in our definition. Among them are account name and account shared key. Now, this is used by the storage client library that uses it in order to authenticate with the service. So we want to use the same account name and shared key here that we created earlier when we created our storage account. Let's do that by pulling it from the storage. I'm just going to open a new tab and pull that across. Copy this. Actually, I'll copy the primary access key. And remember, Ryan's to do. Paste that in. Now we'll also see another setting in here. It's called the instances count. This is how we actually scale our particular service. So we can put any value in there. In the CTP today, we have a limit of 2. However, once this is commercially available, you'll be able to change this to any number that you're willing to pay for. Click Save, and this will be updated. Okay, our package is updating again, now applying the new settings that we just set. Once the package is done updating, we're going to click Run and actually launch this. Now this will take a few minutes depending on how many instances you're launching, and I'm going to pause at this point and come back when we finish running. Okay, and we're back. That was actually 2 minutes or so for those keeping count at home. It took us to start, deploy the staging environment servers. Now the next thing we want to do is click this website URL down here and we'll test our application. So I'm going to go ahead and launch that. Okay, you can see that we've launched the application and things actually look pretty good. We have the My To Do homepage and it's prompting us to prepare the application for the first time. Let's go ahead and click Start and do that. We'll choose a username and a password. And I'm just going to leave the Twitter account blank for now. We'll do a registration. And it looks like the app is working. So at this point, we've verified that our app is working in the staging environment. Now it's time to promote it into production. In order to promote into production, we have this big button here in the middle. What this does when I click it is it rewires the load balancers, reprograms them, and switches it from the staging to production. I'm going to go ahead and click that and say, do you want to promote? Yes. And this will take only a few seconds. You'll see now that we have our production site up and running, and you'll see that it corresponds to the URL that we chose earlier, ryanstodocloudapp.net. Now if I click this link, it'll actually go out to the production URI. What you need to keep in mind is if you click it really shortly after you promote to production, that DNS name might not be ready. So if you get a DNS error, you should probably wait just a few minutes and try again. Keep in mind that these DNS entries are being created dynamically, so it does take a few minutes or so to propagate. Let's try it now. And here it is, our My To Do app running in production. As you can see, that was fairly simple. We took an application that we've distributed in the Windows Azure Platform Training Kit, and with just a few short steps, we managed to get that deployed. So we created that storage account, we created the hosted service, we first sent it to staging, we set that configuration for the storage account parameters, we tested it quickly using that staging URI, and finally promoted to production. You can find out more about My To Do by downloading the Windows Azure Platform Training Kit, where you'll find the package and the configuration file ready for you to deploy on your own, or you can download the source of the application if you're just interested in how we actually built this app. You can get that from code.msdn.microsoft.com/mytodo.